Hello and welcome. 24/7 World Radio, Watch and a Prayer. And we are back. And today is Thursday, February 16th, 2023. And it is a beautiful day in my neighborhood. And spring is on its way. And we are rejoicing. And Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father, ever living to make intercession for the saints. And he has a very good memory. And he has angels writing down diligently and dutifully all the sins of those that have not the Savior. So, do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are your sins forgiven? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ alone, according to the Scriptures? Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the truth. I pray that you bless this broadcast. Thank you for the Bible, and thank you for preserving it, and thank you for allowing me to read it in my own English language. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, amen. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's turn in our Bibles to Revelation 17 and verse 4. Oh, look. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Of course, in typical satanic fashion, he wants to make everyone ashamed and afraid to deal with the truth, right? Now, the truth is that Rome is one of the chief oppressors and agents of Satan in the entire earth. That's the truth. Verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Ah, interesting. And verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So according to God, the Roman Catholic Church and Rome itself is on Satan's team. And so that's the God of the Bible. That's what the God of the Bible has to say. Brutal realities, brutal wake up, I understand. But that's just the way it is. So no hard feelings. That's what Jehovah has to say. Interesting, no doubt. And let me fix this here. Scratching the microphone. Okay. I want to point out a couple things happening in the news. The news, as opposed to the olds, the news. There's nothing new under the sun. The Pope wants to destroy us all. And if you study the history of the 80 years of war, you'll see a constant, ceaseless Philip II of Spain tyrant trying to subjugate and control the Protestant and somewhat Roman Catholic Netherlands. And so it gets very interesting and controversial for decade upon decade. And King of France gets involved. And so on and so on. So England gets involved. The 80 Years' War, check it out. That's where we had the United States. They were states, and they were united. And they were United States. Not the United States of America. They were the United States of the Netherlands. So anyway, I thought I should point that out because you can learn a lot about how Rome tried to use political intrigue, controlling the monarch to try to get what she wanted done in suppressing the Calvinists and the Protestant faith in general. And so that should be quite interesting for you to study out. 80 Years' War. So, look. I see here something happened in Ohio maybe 2 weeks ago by now. The tanker of chemicals train crashed and has spilled its, you know, polyvinyl chloride, who knows what chemicals. And they decided to, you know, I don't know, be a blessing to the area by lighting it on fire. Actually, that was like they blew something up. It was like an explosion. So that's supposed to help. And for a while, a week or week and a half, there was nothing on any of the mainstream outlets. It was just completely mums the word. And finally, over the last, I would say, 2 or 3 days, I've been checking periodically. I can kind of say this with some confidence. The CNN, you know, has a little blurb of it. MSNBC did not when I checked today. Reuters is more of an international reach anyway. They wouldn't cover it. Although they cover other international stories that have something to do with this, but they didn't cover this. Because it's just a bunch of white people in the area in eastern Ohio, right by the Pennsylvania Turnpike, right by where Ohio meets Pennsylvania. You know, it's just a bunch of white people there that are going to suffer from cancer and die. So who cares about them? They don't have a compelling narrative. You know, they're the low man on the totem pole. So whatever, a bunch of farmland. What do we need that for? So they burned the place. They burned. You see this massive gray billowing smoke. Seen a number of other tanker car derailments. I don't know how many derailments occur every year in America. I got to assume that it's, you know, some number that is, I don't know, roughly average year to year, given the amount of freight that's hauled all over the place. So you got to balance, like, stuff like this can happen. I'm not saying this is like the same thing as 9/11, where, you know, that mayhem, or JFK or anything. I'm not saying this is like that, but I haven't looked into it very deep. So maybe once I do, I'll have a little bit of a different opinion. What I can say is that it's very bad for the people in the area. And I can also say the mainstream media was extremely tardy in saying anything, which is oddly strange. And I can also say that, what else can I say? Something about, the governor of Ohio. You know, we have a governor of Ohio. By the way, one of the great things about America is that we have what's called distribution of powers. And so power wasn't concentrated into the hands of one sinner, which makes the devil's job awfully difficult. Anyway, we have a governor of Ohio. And ever since 1933, it's been messed up ever since then. The governors are more just political vassals of the commander-in-chief. Sort of like the King of England. I've had governors, governor of Jamaica, governor of this place, that place. And the King of Spain had governors of the Netherlands, and the governor here, governor there. And they worked for the king. See, that's how Rome has things set up. A central king, and then all the outlying areas are ruled by governors subjected to the central king. Well, in this case, the central king is the president of the United States. And in this unfortunate hour, it's the senile, questionably substitute Joe Biden. And so the governor of Ohio reached out to said Joe Biden and was basically like, hey, as far as I understand, he asked for support. At first, they had a phone call, and Biden's like, well, whatever you need. And the governor of Ohio said, yeah, we don't really need anything. But then I guess in the last maybe day or so, I don't know, it's kind of breaking, he said to Joe Biden, hey, we need your support. And Joe Biden has turned down Ohio's request for disaster assistance that was published today at 1:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. FEMA continues to tell Governor DeWine that Ohio can go pound sand because they're full of a bunch of white people and they're not eligible for assistance, the governor's office says. Celebrate Black History Month. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go straight there, but Fox News says Biden administration turns down Ohio's request for disaster assistance after toxic derailment. Now, of course, earlier, here's a video from earlier in the day or earlier in the week or something. DeWine saying that he had not asked for it yet. But I think that was an outdated video. So you know, when you see stuff on the new, and you know, there's video, and then there's like the most recent video, and then there's the really most recent video. So I think most recently Biden turned it down. That was at 1:17 p.m. Maybe something's changed since then. I don't know. But the EPA is saying that it's fine. The EPA says that it's fine. So, you know, we can trust them. And you know who else says that it's fine? The mainstream's not going to cover it, which they're minimally covering it. The plane dealer, the Cleveland plane dealer, leftist rag, says as of yesterday, I believe this headline is from yesterday's front page, they say East Palestine derailment. This is not Palestine like in the Middle East. It's a town in Ohio, on the eastern border of Ohio and Pennsylvania, west of Pittsburgh, in Ohio, kind of by Youngstown, I guess. It's called East Palestine. It's not, we're not talking about, you know, someplace in the Middle East. This is Ohio. Chemicals, this is what the plane dealer says. Chemicals appear to pose low risk of health hazards. Low risk. That's what the chemicals appear to pose. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's odd that these people would say something like this, and yet I see the video of the lady on the news who, you know, they're talking. Local news can be a little bit less freakishly biased. Like, they go to the lady's house, right? They have the lady on camera. She's in her backyard, and she's got these backyard chickens, and they're all in separate cages, you know, chickens, and they're all dead. How does that happen? She's kept these things for years, and all of a sudden, oh, look, they're all dead now, close to the chemical fire. We're talking about the chemical fire in Ohio. Okay, that's kind of weird. But the EPA, but see, the EPA said that everything's fine. The EPA said, well, this is the thing that strikes me. Because on the one hand, you have the media. Now, the media means Jesuit lies, okay? Jesuit propaganda. That should be a whole intro college course on – actually, it could be multi-part, because then you start factoring in, like, intelligence agencies and the way that they manipulate the media too. But you see the freak-out mode. Okay, so the media can either be in complete freak-out mode over nonsense, you know, toxic masculinity. There's, like, a couple sinners in this world who mistreat women, and then that becomes the poster child for all men every place, right? Because the Jesuits have an axe to grind against strong, determined, masculine leadership. The Jesuits have an axe to grind against testosterone, good men, right? Rome has an axe to grind against Rome, good men who believe the Bible. So we have freak-out mode over feminism. We have media freak-out mode over man-made climate change, which is not real. There's climate change because it's been changing since the days of the flood of Noah. There was a period of great warming. There was a period of a great cooling. The River Thames froze over. There's another period that was so warm you had vineyards in, like, Scotland. And you know this because the streets are named, like, Vineyard Street and stuff going way back. There's no vineyards in Scotland. Okay, it's cold there. I mean, maybe there's some, but this is not the way that it was before when it was super warm. And you could see – they totally ignore this. The climate scientists, they're like, oh, no, we're – do away with this because it undercuts our grant funding. So we have freakout mode. So the media's freakout mode over all kinds of stuff that we shouldn't be freaking out about. They're not going to freak out about Judgment Day and about how you're going to stand before a holy God and give an account for your sins and then be plunged into the lake of fire if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and have your sins forgiven. They're not going to freak out about that. That's what we should be giving our attention to. No, no, no. They're going to freak out about, you know, these Jesuit narratives. Like COVID and being jabbed and being vaccinated and being, it wasn't a vaccine, it was experimental gene therapy. Freak out over the numbers. They're finally now admitting that there's a difference between dying so-called with COVID and dying so-called from COVID. I don't believe SARS-CoV-2 as a virus has been even proven to exist in this world anyway. I believe we've been sold a complete bill of goods on the entire virology. You can get the book Virus Mania. But freak out mode, so the media can get you into freak out mode, but the media can also get you into let's not pay any attention to this massive problem mode. It's called making mountains out of molehills and making molehills out of mountains. Actually, the Bible has a very stern warning against this. Them that put sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet, light for darkness and darkness for light, good for evil and evil for good. There's a form of deception woven in there. And of course, Rome's Jesuitical intelligence agency run CFR governed mainstream media, whether it be the New York Times or the CNN or the Washington Post or MSNBC or Reuters or AP or these other ones. This is the way that the mainstream lying stories get told. And so you have both. You have things that are completely overplayed that are nonsense and things that are completely suppressed that are like, oh my word, look what's happening here. Like all the inner city violence, you know, like all the fact that, you know what we need? You know what a lot of these people need? Fathers. Great stabilizing influence, fatherhood. Yeah. And all these unhappy women, they get off into the workplace and hit 30. You know what they need? They need to stay home and have children. That would help a lot with their mental state. And some biblical normalcy. You know what could solve a lot of these sexually transmitted diseases? You know what could solve a lot of these unwed situations, a lot of pain, a lot of such and such? Waiting to have sex until after you're married. It's called biblical normalcy. Lord willing, we'll be back after the break.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio, home of Eric John Phelps and Vatican Assassins.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is 24/7 World Radio, your source for the truth.
24/7 World Radio, Watched a Prayer. And we are back. And today is February the 16th, 2023. And I was talking before the break about some of the massively normal things and straightforward things that can really have a huge, tremendous influence on a whole bunch of social problems we see. Things that are strikingly in line with Scripture, like a strong father in the home helps the children to have stability and avoid crime and avoid all kinds of things that are bad. What else helps? Waiting till you're married to engage in sexual activity like God expects and commands in the Scriptures. That will help people. A large number of problems can be avoided by that. Praise the Lord. Isn't God's wisdom most supreme? Of course it is. What else? Of course, one man and one woman goes without saying. I see here, getting back to this EPA thing, the EPA itself is saying that, well, what are they saying? I can't quote them verbatim, but I've seen indirectly, I'll tell you what I've seen indirectly. I've seen twice indirectly that the EPA is trying to make the assertion that everything's going to be not so bad. I mean, they'll probably, if you cornered them, you know, they'll admit, this has a bad look. But, here it is, verbatim. CBS Pittsburgh, just today, 3:08 p.m. EPA Administrator Michael Regan tells East Palestine residents, air and water are safe. Air and water are safe. Michael Regan. EPA, this is the Washington, D.C. federal government official. So he's saying everything's fine. Air and water are safe. Well, how do you know? I saw a video of a guy with these water test strips. He tested the water upstream and the test strips, you know, did nothing. He tested the water downstream. First of all, the downstream water looked terrible. He tested the water downstream and the colors on the test strips start to bleed and chemically react and not look good. But it's fine. It's fine. This is just fine. And yet if you test positive for so-called COVID, even though the Kerry Mullis, the designer of PCR, said it shouldn't be tested for diagnostics. Oh, man, the sky is falling, even though it's not. Seasonal flu seemed to go completely away. Did you notice that? The data? Oh, but we got to freak out, folks. Just go off and kill yourselves for fear of dying. And so on. Train derails. Huge, massive plumes of toxic smoke. Getting into the water, the air. Minimal risk. We can justify that. Minimal risk. We tested the air, and it was minimal. It's fine. Fine. They're lying to you. EPA officials and senators visit East Palestine following train derailment. I want this community to know that they don't have to manage this issue on their own. Sure. So there's that. And there's a stream. I'm looking at a video. Somebody put together this video of them standing at the edge of a creek, and they throw a log or a stone or something, a broken off piece of cinder block into the creek. It's about a 10-foot wide creek. And the gal throws this in, kerplunk, and it makes this huge waves and it kicks up a bunch of sediment. And then all of a sudden along the creek, you start seeing like this rainbow gasoline looking. You've seen gasoline or oil float on top of puddles. Well, this is a weird chemical. So it seems to be able to settle down to the bottom. And when she tossed in this cinder block into this creek, it stirred it up all kinds of weird. And then it bubbled to the top. And it looks gross. And there's oil. There's a rainbow slick on top of the creek I'm looking at here in this tweet. It's tweeted out by a guy named Nick Sortor, S-O-R-T-O-R, Nick Sortor. Even more proof that the EPA is lying to the people of East Palestine. This water is insanely contaminated. Well, as soon as you start seeing the stinking bushes and grass dying along the creek bed edge, you know, that'll tell you something. It's like when you look and you drive along, there's a strip in, I'm sure it happens in all parts of the country, but I particularly notice when I'm driving through this area in Maryland, kind of by Frederick, and let me see here, as you get down right along where Maryland and West Virginia border each other, and you're driving, let me think, you're driving through Maryland, yeah, toward Virginia, you can look and see about 10 feet off the ground, the foliage on the trees is just brown and gray and like dead looking. And then above that, it's almost like a carpenter took a plumb line. Whoosh! Above that, it's fine and colorful. It happens especially in, I think, like the seasonal times, like when the fall and the spring, when things are really changing. But I'm sure it's visible at other times, too, to a degree. But you can notice it's because of the carbon monoxide and stuff, who knows what, coming out of the engines of the trucks. You see the trucks drive past, and their smokestacks are right there, you know, dumping it out at a certain height, whoosh, and it kills the plant, you know, because it's pulling that stuff right into the leaves. And so, all you sinners who use gasoline, no, I'm just kidding. What we should be having is actually, we should have had electromagnetic free energy generators a long time ago. And then we can have our electric cars and be all snazzy and stuff. And we wouldn't have to, you would solve many problems at once, and you wouldn't have to step on the environmentalist toes, because you get completely free energy. It runs on these magnets, and you have it oriented a certain way. Newman has one. There's other people that have tried to develop them. And it just runs and runs and runs and runs because of the way that it takes advantage of high voltage and a massive amount of copper wire, and it just goes. And that generates electricity, and it's totally suppressed. Look at the story in the documentary called Newman, the Newman motor. Check it out. So we should be able to have that. Of course, we'd have to source our batteries from someplace local, and we could perfect that technology. We wouldn't have to run on the dirty gasoline. I get it. I mean, we need the oil for now. You know, I get it. We do have a bunch of oil over in Alaska that's not being used. Anyway, regardless, so it's going to destroy the plants. Okay, so this chemicals here, these chemicals are going to, but see, if we're able to have our own electromagnetic generators, and we could have power in our homes and not depend on central power and not depend on some EMP pulse that shuts down the grid and has us by the throat. We wouldn't be dependent on Saudi Arabia or some other place to give us oil and so on. We could politically cut the ties that are trying to pack the world into one artillery shell and shoot it straight into the flaming pit of hell. Instead of that, we could untie ourselves, be independent. Oh, Rome doesn't want that. So that's why they got OPEC and all that other stuff with the oil agreements and with the so-called scarcity and the pipelines and the good fervor that it brings to the environmental debate. Understand, all Rome wants to do is make as many people angry and divided as possible. Okay. So when you remove those kinds of conflicts, then everyone chills out. And you don't have nearly as much instability. See, I think that's more close to the truth. So anyway, Yeah, the trees along the waterways are going to start dying. And the animals, you're going to get a lot of dead animals. The game wardens and whoever are going to start finding a lot of dead animals in the woods. And you're going to see a lot of dead animals on the news near the creek bed drinking. So, well, maybe they'll avoid this water. Animals have pretty good senses when it comes to that. But yeah, they're going to start dropping dead, and then we're going to be told that it's nothing. You might have to get some real local news on that in the Youngstown area to see like actual pictures of all these dead animals that are going to be in the wild there. Oh, but the EPA is there and the environmentalists. Well, then what good are the environmentalists at this point? You know what? No good at all. No stinking bunch of agitators. That's all. So, yeah, I don't see them walking around picking up garbage. I picked up more garbage than most of them probably were there in their lives on my commute from the parking garage to my desk at work back at my other job. Yeah, I'd walk. I'd be willing to pick up a pop can, pick up this, pick up that. Put your money where your mouth is and do some good for something for a change. Nope, not going to do that. No stinking good for anything. So here you see you're going to have a lot of people getting cancer, of course, over the next 20 years. So it'd be a good idea to just move. Just sell what you can. I mean, I don't know how much money the houses are going to go for, but just get out of there. What else? I see the Pope has dissolved the Knights of Malta leadership. This was back in September. Didn't expect that. The new constitution eliminates the nobility rules as well as the tradition of grand masters elected for life. Pope dissolves Knights of Malta leadership. Future Grand Masters will be elected to 10-year terms, renewable only once, and will have to step down at age 85. So this allows Rome, I guess, to have more power and control. Let's see, what else? Of course, Joe Biden's brother Jim, corrupt. And his son Hunter, corrupt. And Joe Biden just laughs it off when questioned about it. Yeah, let's see. So you might see some of that stuff with the creek bed get stirred up. Oh, I see 1,100 derailments a year, I guess. So, I mean, it's a little weird that everybody's so nonchalant. All the so-called environmentalists are like so nonchalant about it. I don't know. Let's see. Because nothing bad can happen on Biden's watch, right? Yeah. That's the earmark of being in a cult. You just totally overlook things because you want good groupthink. It's like being in a cult. There's no cross-examination. Mainstream media is a cult. Let's see. Insight. Yeah, I'm sure there's people going to be having insight into the thing that happened in Ohio. Maybe we'll circle back to that as it continues to develop. Kentucky Supreme Court upholds abortion ban. Interesting. And let's see. I see Nikki Haley, the woman from South Carolina who agreed to take down the Confederate flag. She's running for president against Trump. And if it was a free and fair election, probably get smoked. What else? Are they still questioning big tech on stuff? YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki resigns a day after House GOP issues subpoenas to big tech CEOs. She's gone. CBS News medical contributor claims decline in vaccination and mask use against COVID causes heart attacks. So if you don't get the jab and you don't get masked, then you might get a heart attack. Wow. There's a word for that. Starts with I and ends in idiot. Let's see. China. This is interesting here. China and Germany join Russia. So remember that Nord Stream 2 pipeline debacle back in October, maybe? September? When was this? You know, you had the... What's her filthy name? Former ambassador to Ukraine. They were basically saying things like, well, if Russia does this or that, then Nord Stream 2 is going to... Nord Stream 2 is this pipeline from Russia to, I think, Denmark someplace. And, oh, it blew up. And everybody said, oh, the mainstream media immediately jumped on it. It was Russia. Well, now more and more is... And I wonder if a lot of these distractions are trying to shield this issue. Russia, China, and Germany are now requesting an investigation into the sabotage of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and any connection to Joe Biden. I think this is what we're not supposed to be looking at.
You're listening to Your Source for the Truth. This is 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is 24/7 World Radio.
24/7 World Radio, Watching to Prayer, and we're back. And we are back. And let's see here. Trying to find something here. Pete Buttigieg. Buddy gig? Whatever. Tries to blame Trump administration for Ohio train disaster and toxic chemical plume. Okay. Let's see here. Hard to find that one article here. So. Biden crime family? No. Pfizer spokesman John Legend roasted over ad for vaccine boosters. So they turned off replies. Absolutely amazing. Ah, Nord Stream 2. That's what I was talking about. Now China and Germany join Russia and demand an investigation into Biden's connections with Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage. Because if you'll remember, it was back in, I think maybe it was in August. You had this gas pipeline. A lot of the geopolitical situations can be understood when you look at the way that natural gas and oil pipelines, you know, flow from one country or one region to another. Because, you know, I'm looking at articles doing a search for Nord Stream, and I'm trying to find when the date was. This was back in, I think it was September. I'm sorry, I thought at first it was August. Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Germany loses pressure overnight from 300 to 7 bars. September 26, 2022. I know a great man whose birthday is on September 26. Sorry, that's my birthday. I'm just kidding. So, Nord Stream 2. Clueless Biden has no answer on how he will stop Nord Stream 2 pipeline if Russia invades Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. So you had that back in September. So then the thing was, it was a hole, an explosion. We got a 2.3 and a 1.9 on the Richter scale. Explosion. Well, that tells me that it would have had to be like at the ground level or the bedrock. Because I don't think that you're going to have an explosion take place in the water and have it register on the Richter scale. But I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, because the waves would dissipate through the water in all directions instead of into the ground. But I could be wrong. Nord Stream suspicion. Okay, so by September 27th, it was suspicion. Nord Stream pipeline sabotaged and only one country benefits, United States of America. Yes, that's right, United States of America. Russia Today says Nord Stream pipeline damage may be irreparable. End of September. Nord Stream whodunit, CIA points to the Ukraine. Oh, when you've got one finger pointed in one direction, four are pointed back at yourself. Biden's Secretary of State, October 3rd, said the Nord Stream explosion was a tremendous opportunity for Europe to remove dependence on Russian energy. Weird thing to say. Tucker Carlson jumped on it October 3rd and said that the statement by Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, was an admission that the U.S. was behind the Nord Stream pipeline bombing. Russia spoke up October 6th, saying that the EU will have to face the fact that they have been betrayed. Russia's Gazprom releases photos of NATO Seafox mine destroyer found next to Nord Stream pipeline in 2015. NATO tried to blow it up at least once before October 11th. And then we get some other pipeline stuff with Turkey. What is this? Russia foils attack on Turk Stream pipeline through Turkey to Europe. Follows ruptures of Nord Stream pipeline. I like that one video or that one pipeline from Russia to Germany. That one got attacked, but the one right next to it was like absolutely fine. So who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and why does no one care? January 6th, 2023. That was the thing. It was like, oh, this blew up. Oh, or oh, it's leaking. I remember that in the mainstream media. Oh, it's leaking. You know, like, what does this mean for energy prices? What does this mean for, you know, they ask all these questions that don't really matter. You know, what does this mean for energy independence? What does this mean for Russia? What does this mean for Germany? You know, what are the Europeans going to do in the morning when they're trying to make their breakfast and, you know, the pipeline giving them natural gas? Like, what does this mean for, like, the water? My question is, why did it blow up? Stupid. Can't you ask the right question? No. Because the CIA is paying you not to ask the right questions, right? So, yes, this is coming from an American. We have many sinners in our federal government and many sinners in the intelligence agencies that have done this sort of thing for 70 years plus, okay? And it has to do with Freemasonry and Knights of Malta and the Pope of Rome and Jesuitism and wickedness and Bohemian Grove and a bunch of other dirty things that go on, Opus Dei, and a bunch of other sinners and sinful actors doing things that they shouldn't be doing, sinning against God, and that's what happens in this world, and it gets covered over with political parties to throw you off the scent, and your little mainstream media storylines, you know, to throw you off the scent, and conservative radio to throw you off the scent, and whatever. So, you know, I never see anything about Freemasonry exposed on these alternative platforms. Ooh, look, it's back. February 4th. Nothing was said about Nord Stream pipeline. Boop, gone as far as middle of October, because we were getting close to the elections, remember? And the debates with that Festerman guy, the bald guy. So the Nord Stream thing kind of disappeared. German investigators conclude there is no evidence that Russia is behind explosions. That was as of February 4th. So that's what Germany concluded. They said, wait, this is not Russia. However the Germans speak, sorry. That's the next language on my list to learn, by the way. I'm doing this 4 years. Every 4 years I want to learn a new language. I got Spanish. We're going to do German. French. Italian. Dutch. Oh, I shouldn't boast of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Bombshell report, February 8th. Joe Biden gave approval to bomb Russia's Nord Stream pipeline. They're like, this is a bad environmental thing. Skip to next story. Well, did you guys do this? Shut up. And now it's like, well, yeah, I mean, sure. You know, but it was a good thing. Independent evidence video confirms key part of Cy Hirsch's report on attack on Nord Stream 2. Maybe I'll check this guy out. Cy Hirsch, S-Y space H-E-R-S-H. Don't know about the guy. Don't know about his key evidence, but maybe something worth looking into and grappling with. Russian Parliament speaker on Nord Stream attack. Joe Biden is a terrorist who must be brought to justice. That's what this Russian Parliament speaker says, citing the Nord Stream 2 situation. February 11th, Greenwald on Nord Stream says, you have to spread lies on behalf of the CIA to get ahead in journalism. Now, that might be an interesting article to read about. You have to spread lies to, on behalf of the CIA to get ahead in journalism. Why do you think Anderson Cooper did a stint in the CIA? That's weird. The Nord Stream. So German people have a right to know who attacked us. Ja. I agree. Nord Stream, would the German government tell us if it were the Americans? No comment. February 12th. No comment. So there you go. U.S. handiwork. If Biden blew up Nord Stream 2, should he be impeached for committing an act of war against nuclear power without congressional consent? So there you go. Sabotage. Now China is... And now China... So that brings us to February 16th, where Russia is calling for a UN Security Council investigation into the pipeline, and China and Germany are joining Russia in investigating Biden's connections to Nord Stream 2. He's going to be like, I don't know. Are you talking about the ice cream? You keep saying Nord Stream 2. Is that an ice cream flavor? Is that a new diner? I'm hungry. So that's where you are. What was that silly lady's name? She admitted it. She said, well, if they don't stop, then something bad is going to happen to it. What was her name? That wicked woman. Implicated in the 2014 Ukraine garbage. I can picture her face. Well, anyway. Nord Stream 2. European officials blame sabotage for gas leaks in Nord Stream pipelines from Russia to Germany. That was back on September 27th. The Europeans were like, this isn't right. And then Trump, in 2018, Trump warned them. And he said that Germany's too reliant on Russian energy. And they were laughing and snickering at him. Joke's on you. Well, yeah. Electromagnetic generators would be pretty cool. So that's that. So there's some other news. News. Disney, just avoid everything Disney. Fentanyl, yeah. Train derailment. I'm sure there'll be more and more videos exposing what actually happened with that train derailment. How's the inflation in your neck of the woods, huh? What do we got here? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Male privilege. I was trying to look this up. This interesting comments by this Hungarian leader who was basically like, we should be able to have our country, you know, stick up for our heritage and our history. And this nauseating leftist Western interviewer was basically dumbfounded. What do you mean? He's like, yeah, you know, we're a Christian nation. We want to keep it this way. Now, what he means is they're a Roman Catholic nation. Okay. Hungary. But what he was saying was, yeah, we want to keep that. We don't want to change. We want to add to the diversity. He just had a very interesting, like, relatable way of making the point. I thought it was really well delivered. That's the Hungarian. I don't exactly know when that interview was. I forgot about that. The unidentified objects floating or whatever. That could be another distraction. Who knows? They were shot down. First time that the United States Air Force evidently had to engage in, like, shooting something down in a very long time. Especially over United States airspace. So that was the Chinese say, oh, it's a weather balloon that got off track. Yeah, right. So the intelligence agency knows where all these things are. Nothing sneaks up on them, right? Like, that's just a farce. I would interesting to see, like, them taking care of the Mexican drug cartels coming into the United States. That might be helpful to deal with, too. 24/7 World Radio, watching the prayer. Lord willing, we'll be back after the break.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.